IPO party fizzles as newly listed tech stocks slip. 26 e-com apps where to CCPA, they are dark pattern free. Paytm posts a gradual UPI comeback. Big Basket raises 200 crores in debt.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with markets, because the post-IPO honeymoon for India's newest tech listings seem to be wearing off slowly. All four freshly listed companies, Crow, Lenskart, Pine Labs and PhysicsWala, closed lower on November 20th. The confetti hadn't even settled before the corrections kicked in. And the steepest fall came from Crow. The stock slipped as much as 9% intraday, eventually closing 7.8% down on the NSE. About 23,000 crore or $2.6 billion in market cap was wiped out around 2 p.m. Its valuation fell below the highs it hit just 2 days ago, slipping from rupees 1.1 lakh crore to roughly 95,500 crore during the session. This was also the second straight day of decline after a 10% fall on November 19 that triggered the lower circuit and ended what had been a five-day rally. Analysts said the slide is driven largely by investors booking profits, even though the stock price at about rupees 156 still sits higher than its issue price of rupees 100. Now, it wasn't just Crow. Lenskart 2 dropped about 2.8%, bringing its share price back to its IPO level of about 409 to 415 rupees. And Pine Labs and PhysicsWala faced milder declines, each down close to 1%, but still reacting to the bearish tone analysts have taken on newly listed tech firms this week. PhysicsWala alone has seen nearly 12,000 crore rupees in market cap erosion across three sessions. So yes, newly listed, newly humbled. Next up, a major update in the government's crackdown on dark patterns. Now, 26 of the country's biggest consumer apps across e-commerce, travel, grocery, fashion, pharmacy, and more have now submitted formal declarations to the Central Consumer Protection Authority, claiming they are fully compliant and free of all 13 banned dark patterns. This list includes Flipkart, Myntra, Zepto, Swiggy, and Make My Trip, among others. Each platform says audits have cleared them of practices like drip pricing, confirm shaming, or adding sneaky items to carts. This whole compliance wave began in May when the CCPA issued what was effectively a UI cleanup order, asking platforms to audit and publish reports within 3 months. Today marks the first big wave of filings, but the regulator has been clear this is just round one. All remaining developers and platforms have been asked to complete their audits, and CCPA has reminded everyone that dark patterns are illegal under the Consumer Protection Act. With these declarations now public, the shift moves from drafting rules to enforcing them, and the watchdog hasn't ruled out action if violations emerge. So while the industry says it is dark pattern free, the regulator is still in wait and watch mode. On to fintech and a long road that seems to be turning a corner. Paytm, which faced a severe setback after the RBI restrictions on its payment banks in early 2024, is now showing signs of a slow but noteworthy recovery. A key metric is UPI. In October, Paytm recorded 1.52 billion UPI transactions, slightly above the 1.45 billion it processed in October 2023. It has taken almost 2 years for Paytm to claw back to this scale. What has helped the turnaround is the company's merchant base, which stayed sticky even during the crisis. Its Soundbox devices continue to expand across small businesses, and subscriptions grew to nearly 1.4 crore devices by the end of Q2 FY26, up from 1 crore in January 2024. At roughly rupees 100 per device per month, that's nearly 1,500 crore in annual revenue, a meaningful cushion. This recurring stream, combined with cost cuts, has helped Paytm post two consecutive quarters of net profit. But the road ahead is still uneven. Paytm's UPI transaction value in October 2025 at 1,671 lakh crore is still slightly below what it was 2 years earlier. Monthly transacting users also fell sharply during the crisis from 10 crore to 7 crore and have only partly recovered to 7.5 crores. And market share has shrunk from around 12% in early 2024 to 7% by mid-2024. So while merchant loyalty has given the company a foundation to rebuild, its position in India's UPI race remains far from its earlier heights. And before we wrap, a quick funding update. BigBasket, the Tata Group-owned e-grocery and fast delivery company, has raised Rs. 200 crore in debt financing from DBS Bank. The company issued 20,000 non-convertible debentures at a face value of Rs. 1 lakh each, carrying a coupon of 8.2% and maturing in 18 months. Since it's debt, not equity, the funding gives BigBasket short-term liquidity without dilution. The capital is earmarked for expanding and maintaining its dark store network, which is central to its quick commerce expansion, now beyond groceries into electronics, beauty, pharmacy, and across the Tara ecosystem. This comes at a time when competition in rapid delivery is intensifying and building a denser network of dark stores is crucial for the multi-category delivery model BigBasket has been preparing since mid-2024. That's a wrap then for today's episode of Tech 3. We hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra R. Srikant signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.